From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazilian senators suspend President Dilma Rousseff from office. The lawmakers are preparing to try her on charges of manipulating the national budget to boost her 2014 re-election campaign.
A dor igualmente.
But Ms. Rousseff is vowing to fight back, flanked by cabinet ministers. She used what may be her last presidential palace speech to insist she did nothing wrong and to assert her belief that the impeachment is a coup attempt. The U.S. switched on a missile defense site in southern Romania Thursday. Work on the Deveselu site began in 2013, 3 years after NATO's decision to create a missile shield. The project includes sites in Poland as well as Romania and is expected to be completed in 2020. Russia is upset by the move, but the U.S. and NATO say the system is not designed for or capable of undermining Russia's deterrence capability. Jens Stoltenberg is NATO Secretary General.
From the start, NATO offered transparency, dialogue, and cooperation to Russia on missile defense. Russia did not respond positively to our offers.
Jens Stoltenberg. U.S. forces fired on al-Shabaab militants while assisting an attack by Somali government and African Union troops. The incident occurred Thursday in the village of Sabi Eid during a government attack on a militant base. A U.S. defense official says U.S. forces conducted what he called defensive fire against al-Shabaab fighters after African Union troops came under attack. This is VOA News. Turkish officials say a car bombing in Istanbul Thursday wounded at least 8 people. The explosion occurred inside a car parked near a military garrison in the city's Sanjatesa neighborhood. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni took his fifth oath of office Thursday. Elizabeth Pollitt has more.
Crowds were in high spirits as they made their way to the Kilolo airstrip Thursday. President Yoweri Museveni arrived amid a chorus of cheers, and within the hour, he was sworn in to his fifth elected term in office. In downtown Kampala, police presence was high after unrest the day before. Opposition leader and top Museveni rival Kizza Besigye had escaped house arrest and appeared in town, drawing throngs of supporters Wednesday. His party held an alternate inauguration, proclaiming him the people's president. Elizabeth Pola, Kampala.
Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan are voicing confidence that the two of them will eventually come together in time for the fall campaign, but not quite yet.
Look, there are people who are for Donald Trump, who are for Ted Cruz, or for John Kasich, who are for Marco Rubio and everybody else. And it's very important that we don't fake unifying, we don't pretend unification, that we truly and actually unify so that we are full strength in the fall.
Trump and Ryan, the highest-ranking Republican official, met Thursday in Washington. A judge in Washington ruled Thursday that the Obama administration has been improperly funding part of its health care program. Judge Rosemary Collyer ruled that a subsidy aimed at helping low-income people pay for health care was never specifically approved by Congress. The administration said it is using other previously approved money to pay for the cost of the reimbursements. Collyer said the program can continue pending an expected appeal of her ruling. Malaysia's transport ministry said Thursday 2 pieces of debris found in South Africa near the Mauritanian island of Rodrigues almost certainly came from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which disappeared 2 years ago. Since the plane mysteriously vanished in March of 2014, 5 pieces of debris have been found in the area off Africa's eastern coast. The World Health Organization is warning women against traveling to areas with ongoing Zika virus transmissions, including Rio de Janeiro. That's the site of the 2016 Olympics. The WHO is urging sex partners of pregnant women to practice safe sex or abstain from sex for the remainder of the pregnancy if they have recently returned from visits to Rio or other areas where the virus is circulating. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.